Now, 4 years ago, the most surprising state on the electoral map was Indiana. That Republican-leaning state went for President Obama. Last night, Indiana returned to the Republican column for Mitt Romney, also elected a new Republican governor, Mike Pence. But Indiana did not vote Republican for U.S. Senate. Richard Lugar, the longtime incumbent, lost a primary earlier this year, and his replacement on the Republican ticket lost last night. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports from Indianapolis.
If you look at the presidential map of Indiana, most of it looked red and went to Mitt Romney. The same is true for the gubernatorial race. Indiana voted to replace Republican Governor Mitch Daniels with Republican Mike Pence, a congressman.
As your governor, I pledge to work with every Hoosier, every day, until Indiana is known everywhere as the state that works.
But when it came to the Senate race, the tide was stopped. Democrat Joe Donnelly was the victor in the contest to replace outgoing Senator Richard Lugar. In his acceptance speech, Donnelly did what he did on the campaign trail. He mentioned Richard Lugar often, and President Obama, not at all.
This isn't about politics. This isn't about one party or the other. Our tradition of men and women, tremendous servants everywhere, people like Richard Lugar, who gave his heart and soul to this country, in the Navy, as mayor of Indianapolis, as a senator for our state. That's the model that we have.
Donnelly tried hard to win over so-called Lugar Republicans, many of whom were upset when Richard Murdoch, a darling of Tea Party, defeated the more moderate Lugar in a bitter primary. In the last weeks of the campaign, Donnelly saw his fortune shift. That's when Murdoch said during a debate that pregnancy resulting from rape is something, quote, God intended. In his concession, a tearful Murdoch addressed his fellow Republicans.
Because as I will look back on this night, over the weeks, the months, the years ahead, I will look back knowing that I was attacked for standing for my principles.
In the final weeks of the campaign, millions of outside dollars flooded into the race to defeat Murdoch. That money in the race against Murdoch helped narrow other Republican leads. Murdoch, though, remained defiant.
And last but not least, though I was attacked for it as well, make no mistake, I stand that all life is precious in the eyes of God.
And Hoosiers continued their tradition of splitting their tickets. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Indianapolis.